Welcome to Nota Bene, the only art podcast brought to you exclusively by
Will Shant. He is a big friend of the pod and the most exciting jewelry designer out and about in Manhattan right now. You can get some really sick chains or Jesus pieces, whatever you want. You can get custom stuff or buy what he has available. I know that he's selling to musicians some really insanely awesome downtown figures. And plus, he just made a piece for friend of the pod, past guest, Ellie Rhines.
And I hear, Nate, that for my birthday coming up in a couple weeks, you're getting me a Star of David chain.
It is your birthday in a few weeks, and I'm getting you a Star of David
chain. I cannot wait for that. So everyone, go check it out. Will Shott.
www.willshott.com. Shott is S-H-O-T-T.
Welcome back to Nota Bene, joining you live-ish from Mexico City. What's up, Nate Freeman in New York?
I am not in Mexico City, and that is the biggest thing, because it sucks that I'm not there. Though last time I was there, you were supposed to be there, Ben, and you canceled your trip last minute. So
thank God.
Now this is payback.
We're joined here by Mills Moran, proprietor
Welcome, Mills.
Of Moran Gallery, where I have a show opening in mere hours.
Mm. Good to be back, dusting off the old sombrero.
With the podcast sombrero?
The podcast sombrero. I was semi-retired, and I dusted it off this morning. So it's nice
once you're out, we pull you back in.
You can't leave. You can't leave the pod.
So I'm supposed to have a show opening tonight in Mexico City, but you know, about half the work is, from what I can tell, is still clearing customs here in Mexico City at the airport as we speak.
Well,
I know
partly your fault.
Well, it's partly not at all my fault, but I'm pretty sure that your crack team, Allegra, has greased the right palms. I think we've put plenty of pesos to work for us, and hopefully the government will let me have the artwork so we can put it on the walls.
Great.
You need a lot more pesos than that, but
allegedly
we have blue tape around where the works are going to go, so we could either leave the blue tape tonight if they don't make it and just explain to everybody what should have been there, or just pray to God that the work comes in the afternoon.
From your mouth to God's ear, man. I don't know, but we're having a pretty good time down here without you, Nate.
Mm-hmm. So how many guava pastries have you eaten from
Let's define the terms. I just had actually my first guava pastry, because here at the Moran Gallery, there's like a Rosetta pop-up coffee cart.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
It's less of a pop-up and more of a permanent thing.
I can't believe you have Rosetta.
I mentioned this to you guys a couple years ago, maybe last year.
I remember. You told me last year.
I'll send you pictures, Nate. It finally has come to fruition.
Yeah, I had not remembered that this existed. Pretty excited about it. Scarfed down a guava pastry and a couple of espressos just in advance of this podcast to try and get my shit together.
I mean, it beats the bag of Hal's New York pretzels that I'm eating. That's for sure.
That's dark, man. What time is it there? That's neither breakfast nor lunch. What are you doing eating pretzels?
It's 12:44, man. Come on.
You on deadline or something?
I'm just trying to illustrate that you guys are having like the most Instagram famous snack in the whole world, this guava pastry from Rosetta. I'm just here eating a bag.
Speaking of Instagram, obviously we went for lunch yesterday. We'll go through our whole itinerary, but we obviously went for lunch at the famous Contramar. Mm-hmm. Of course, we had the tuna tostadas, and I didn't take a picture of it. Or I did take a picture, but I didn't post it onto my Instagram story. So I'm wondering, did I, in fact, eat a tuna tostada from Contramar if I didn't let the world see it?
I mean, we know it. I don't know if we should tell the world, but the tuna tostada is not the best thing on the menu at Contramar.
So about a year ago, maybe more, Nate introduced me to the greatest dish in Contramar history that nobody knows
about. No one knows about this. No one knows about
this. Nobody knows about it, and you got tipped off by, was it Hilario?
By Hilario, indeed.
Who's Hilario?
Has lived in Contramar, inside Contramar for the past 20 years.
He lives in the restaurant?
Apparently, because he's there every day.
that's a lifestyle I aspire to.
Do you want
to
talk about
it? I mean, Hilario is an art dealer. He has a gallery in Mexico City. He was the first dealer to show Damien Hirst in Mexico. Chill guy. Was having lunch with him on a Friday, which is the traditional day for all the art dealers to have lunch at Contramar. It's bad business if you don't have lunch at Contramar on a Friday. Anyway, eating with him, he orders this dish that I'd never gotten, never even seen on the menu. It's essentially just shrimp in oil and some rice. But it's...
It's
the garlic shrimp is really what makes it.
Well, and the chile. Yeah. There's a bunch of dried chiles.
Those Kentucky Derby 2021. I think we ordered 7 of them.
We just kept
throughout the course.
We
of the
literally
day.
Told the guy keep these coming. We just kept
just keep them coming.
We never wanted to not have them. It's the most divine, ethereal moment of food bliss you can imagine.
And you get an extra side of rice.
Yeah, but I think my issue with the dish was, and it was my first time having it, I really liked it, there wasn't enough rice on the plate to
serve more rice.
The delicious juices.
With two people, it seemed rice. A little bit gratuitous with just the two of us.
When have we been ever anything but gratuitous when it comes to ordering lunches, Mills Moran?
Just keep the sides of rice coming and keep the shrimp, the garlic shrimp coming. It's just
too good. It's so good.
But even on a random Tuesday in May, the last day of May, it was popping in there.
Oh, yeah.
We saw Estella, a great curator and advisor to the UMEX collection, mm-hmm. was there having some lunch with some dandies. Couldn't tell who she was with, but they looked fancy.
Shout out to the GM Armando, who now...
Armando, our guy.
Listen, not much in life impresses me anymore, but when we pop out of our Escalade and walk up to the host stand outside Contramar, when Mills is greeted with a fist bump, my jaw my jaw just about dropped to the floor. Incredible moment in our friendship history.
Oh, amazing.
It's Armando. Armando's
the Armando knows you. Gave us a great table. Like, let's fucking go. It was incredible. Mm.
It was a good lunch. I haven't been there with one person, I don't think, ever, and I think it was still a great experience.
Still a great experience. It's best as a group experience, like with multiple people. You know, neither of us were drinking alcohol, but you turned me on to a fantastic beverage to accompany the meal.
It's a Mexican Gatorade called Suero, which is
great.
It's a michelada without the beer. It's just sparkling water, lime, and salt.
Amazing. An amazing restorative, helps you fight back against the altitude up here, down here, wherever we are.
There was no carajillos, there was no drinks, it was just suero and espresso and great food. Ben was spotted.
I was spotted.
Which was fun.
I got a text message from a good friend, friend of the pod, Tom Block, saying, "Hey, I hear you're in Contramar right now having a tuna tostada."
Wow.
I was like, what? What?
You got path,
and,
dude.
I guess a mutual friend of ours was there having lunch.
Was it Estella?
It was the San Francisco, New Orleans, Mexico City connection coming to play.
I love when that happens.
This life of ours, man, it's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing we get to lead it. But it wasn't just food yesterday. Well, we should say we had the food. And it was great. Still an hour and a half lunch, even without the booze.
Amazing.
Decided to skip dessert.
Yeah, no dessert. Okay. Didn't go for the famous, what is that, like the strawberry cake is what I usually get?
Shortcake.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Mills insisted on us going and getting some churros.
To the churreria.
I saw the pictures of the
churreria bar.
Tell me about the churreria, because I don't know about the churreria.
It's 1935 in operation. Damn. I think it's in Roma.
In Roma.
They're just cranking out churros all day.
Oh, man.
And, all day long.
And we sat at the little churro bar, which was the only bar we sat at yesterday. And we
always find a bar.
We just shoved churros down our face. Mm-hmm. It was pretty.
No, we had a very moderate. So we split what is considered a serving for one, which is four of these churros.
Four?
You know, obviously, four is a serving for one?
That's a lot of churros.
Although we saw some dudes that had a pile of like 50.
We saw some dudes outside that were hashtag goals. They had some sort of like creamy ice drink, like, you know, a 50 plate of churros.
Oh,
and then they had the dipping sauces. We skipped the dipping sauces. I'm a purist when it comes to these things.
That's smart.
Straight up. They were absolutely delicious. But we also saw a little bit of art yesterday. Not just the art we're waiting on.
Wow.
We started out the day seeing the fucking incredible, mind-bending exhibition by Urs Fischer at UMEX. Like,
so jelly.
I don't know. Like, probably the best museum show I've seen in the past year.
Wow.
I haven't made it to Paris. I didn't make it to Paris to see Mr. Pinot's new collection there, but like it was just lit that building on fire.
Amazing.
It was pretty fucking great. It was pretty great, I have to admit.
I'm so jealous.
I don't know what to expect. Mm. A lot of older works.
A lot of work that had been last featured that I last saw in the new museum presentation of Urs, like, I don't know, a decade ago. So a lot of early works, some like new, that amazing hippopotamus or whatever, rhinoceros sculpture, the Gagosian stage.
Oh, yeah.
And that pop-up, mm-hmm. that made an appearance.
Was that purchased by a certain person who's behind the UMEX family?
It didn't list it as collection UMEX. Most of the stuff was private collection. A lot of stuff lent from Gagosian, a couple of loans from Mr. Pinot.
Was it Eugenio Candle?
There was a Eugenio Candle, which is pretty cool. Him kind of almost like a dying Jesus in the lap of Mary Magdalene,
wow.
I think is what it's staged
after. That's very Eugenio. All of that.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
And with the aforementioned Estella, I believe is playing the role of Mary in that
it was
wax
pretty
sculpture.
Great.
Wow,
it was pretty
that's
great.
Wow, that's a lot to take. Wow, I love it.
It was a lot. The gift shop was in Fuego. Urs let them make UMEX times Urs magnets, fridge magnets.
Fuck, can you get me one? That sounds sick.
I didn't feel like waiting in line. I just grabbed myself a ball cap real quick.
Oh wow,
fucking Urs Fischer ball cap. Yeah,
damn but, it, yeah. I want all that shit.
Not gonna
fuck.
Lie. Yeah, yeah. So that was like the art highlight. We also went to see a show by the great Danny McDonald mm-hmm. at House of Gaga.
Of course.
And LinkedIn Build over there.
The boys are in town?
Good show.
Fernando.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it was great. Great to see him.
They're friends of the pod. They've been on the pod.
Yeah. And yeah. We
big friend of the pod energy.
Kind of a Rick Ritt show, a Rick Ritt collaboration show, although it wasn't really activated at Curry Manzuto.
Very cool. I think the whole Kermit Zero gang is still in NY,
yep.
Readying their Chelsea space.
And I'm not sure if it was a COVID thing or what, but the back area of Korean Man's Zoo, like the back garden was closed off, which is unfortunate.
It seemed like they were installing something.
Yeah, they were probably
people going in and out of there.
Is that what it was? Okay.
No, that's been open. It was open the last time I was there, and that was, right in the middle of the shit. So that back garden's open. Mm-hmm.
And what else did we say? And then I guess we kind of wrap things up with a really nice meal. What was the name of the restaurant we went to?
Maroma.
Oh, I know Maroma.
Which I met you with the good doctor and some other people, Nate, mm-hmm. A few years ago. For
I recall.
Separate.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we had a really, I would say,
not
exceptional.
A bad dish came out.
It was a really exceptional meal.
That place looked great.
Yeah, super clean, super tight flavor profiles. Like, really, really delicious.
Mm, I am very jealous now. God.
We went out with some of the gallery staff, friend of the pod, Ellie,
mm-hmm.
joined us for dinner. She's friendly with the owners.
Fun.
She has a restaurant called
Ellie's. She has a restaurant called Ellie's, which I know she's a big fan of Nate's column and Nate's work.
I am a huge fan of her art, which is her incredible, incredible restaurant, which is one of my favorites.
And we're doing the gallery dinner there tonight.
Great.
So after the opening, we're going to Ellie's.
Who else was at dinner last night? It was a strong crew. Me, you,
well,
Lydia.
It was Allegra. I think it was Amarillo's dad, right?
Yeah, I mean, his dad. So the gallery down here that Mills has the most amazing gallery dog I have ever
what?
Met.
What? There's a dog?
Amarillo, and oh my God, this I'll get a picture up on the gram. This dog is fucking incredible. Just friendly enough, totally self-sufficient, not needy.
Yeah, I mean, he's ready to install.
Really helped me. Well, helped me really place some of the pictures in the exhibition, which was helpful because Mills' flight was delayed, so I was kind of here flying solo. And he kind of like helped me feel out the gallery spaces and helped me kind of spiritually connect with where all
that's
the work,
great.
At least the work that is here,
so
should go.
The second canine friend of the dog after Butter.
I was
friend
say,
of the pod,
friend
sorry.
Of well, I was going to say, Butter came to Mexico City last time I was there.
That's
and
right.
Butter
that's
can
right.
be a little combative with dogs, sometimes other dogs, especially, female dogs. But she got along great with all the dogs in Mexico City, nicest dogs in the world. She loves them. So I'm sure Amarillo.
And there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them.
And Amarillo's dad, who's the founder of the Material Art Fair,
mm-hmm.
is a huge friend of the pod and probably the only man in Mexico City that's currently rocking a Nota Bene hat.
Wow. Right? Wow. That's a coup for him. Wow.
Yeah. No, a big coup, but you got to hook up the right people, mm-hmm. the people that are supporters.
Oh, totally.
I guess it's how he says how he stays connected to the New York and global art world.
And Amarillo's mom is our gallery director down here, Allegra.
Allegra, who's
doing
crushed
a fantastic
it.
Job.
Wow, that's the first family of the Mexico City art world right there.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
right. I can't wait to meet
Hundo
this dog.
Hundo P, baby. Hundo P. So we got like half the show set up. And then we didn't go out last night. We just kind of kept it easy. I think we were both tired.
Yeah, I went home to watch Winning Time. The Los Angeles Lakers on HBO. It's a great show.
It's a great show.
I'm reading your boss, the biography of your boss, Nate, Anna Wintour, which I highly recommend. I think we'll do a deep dive in the next pod.
Yeah, actually, it's funny.
If you're allowed contractually.
Pinup Magazine editor Emmanuel, I saw him last night at the Bowery Hotel. He recommended I read it as well. I mean, not just because of the job. Apparently, it's a great, great book.
It's really well written about a powerful woman.
An incredible woman.
Seat at the table.
An amazing. Amazing, amazing woman who
don't worry, Nate, she's not listening. I can
she might be
guarantee
she
you.
Might be
and what's been going on in New York? I seen you've been out at benefits as usual. Per usual, ain't no benefit if Nate ain't.
I mean, golf season's kind of winding down, because everyone's getting ready to go to Europe, but there's a few more going down. Last night there was the lovely Rhizome benefit honoring friend of the pod Rachel Rawson, which was really fun. It was at the Bowery Hotel. Very convenient for moi. I live a block away. That was awesome. Tonight is the White Collins benefit, of which, you know, all three of us are on the benefit committee.
Shout out Matthew Higgs, former guest of the
pod. I apologized last week, or when I went to the opening, that I wasn't going to be able to make it because of bench.
I mean,
so you blamed it on me.
To be fair, it's a very long benefit committee list, but it really is just like everyone cool in the art world, which is...
Hey, we're integral in getting that put together in a meaningful way.
No.
I put in hours. Listen, I don't think I'm going to get this edited in time, but if you're listening and it's still Wednesday, you can go bid on some great works or go to the benefit tonight at White Columns. There's like an epic amount of work.
There's
in
a
that
great Dash
option.
Snow in there.
There's some incredible works that are going to...
Who's that courtesy of, Mills?
That is Moran Moran.
Great. Oh, that's wonderful, Mills. Yeah, I mean, all I'm doing is just buying a ticket and showing up. You guys, if you're buying things, Ben,
Did you buy a ticket?
Yeah, I bought a ticket.
I bought two tickets and I'm not even attending. You have to support.
Yeah. As soon as we're done recording this, I'm going to go online and buy a ticket. Although I should probably sell some of the pictures in our show. We have some amazing work down here, Nate, that you're missing.
Yeah, tell
Francesca
me about
D'Amato,
it.
Francesca D'Amato, these killer sculptures.
Di Matteo.
Excuse me, Francesca. These incredible three sculptures, two usable chairs, and this amazing totem that's like, it's almost as crazy as the apartment that she's just finished decorating in New York City for her and her family. An incredible Peter Bradley painting. I mean, it is
very, very cool.
Like a really, really epic painting. Trevor Schmizu, which was like, everyone wants this picture.
Oh, sure.
He's about to take off. You can feel it in the air. A great Joanne Greenbaum, who recently joined the stable of Mitchell, Innes, and Nash Gallery, as well as Nino Meyer. Mm-hmm. That's what we have thus far on site.
There's a fantastic Sam Gilliam San Benitez Airport.
Yeah, you might need to take a little trip out via Uber and grease some palms, but it's an incredible work on paper and some great Mindy Shapiro works also in transit. But I feel confident we'll get them up on the wall by 6 p.m. tonight.
Totally. You will. Yeah.
It's feeling right. It's feeling good. We're getting some good feedback from the people in our customs agency.
Great.
Yeah. They might have some interest in some of the work. And most importantly, I did see what we did get delivered on the stoop of the gallery as I was bringing our coffee in before the podcast. Like 4 cases of Casa Dragones.
Oh, let's go.
Always sponsored by Casa Dragones.
Shout out Casa Dragones. Just bar none, the best tequila on planet Earth. It really is.
And the official tequila of the contemporary art world, no doubt.
Yeah, but it is the tastiest, in my opinion. It's so
They love
so
a good party, and they love to...
So
coolest.
Mills, this is like what? This is like your 5th or 6th show down here since you've opened the Mexico City.
I think
space?
It's 6.
Wow,
yeah, 6. I tried to do some counting. What's the vibe like for opening? What can we expect tonight?
Well, it's we've always gotten a good crowd. It's still pre-summer here in Mexico, so you haven't lost everybody to their vacations and to their holidays. So we should get a good crowd tonight. We get a lot of good curators that come through. Usually, the guys from Humex, Casawabi, those guys are always, they're always coming and seeing what we're doing. But it's a very interested collector base that's, being drawn to these contemporary galleries that are mostly American based, and there's not that many of us here, right? So we always get a good crowd. We sort of sealed off that back area because originally everybody was just coming in, walking right through the gallery and coming to the Casa Dragones bar and then hanging out in the back because Nate's done, come to a few of those openings. We're keeping everything inside and it just gives you more of a feeling of people there in the room talking art, talking about the show. And that strategy has been successful. And then we open up the back later, depending on the show. Tonight we're going to go out to eat, but sometimes we'll have Gabby and Conchamar and the team do catering back here. Just worked out really nice because nobody's mad at Contramar, no matter where it's on site or whether it's at the restaurant. So it's been a pretty good this is basically ending our 12-month run of the first year. This is the last show because we started in June last year. So this is I can't be happier with the show and the show Ben put together, but the experience so far has been great.
Yeah, it feels like you guys are already a really important integral part of the scene down there, and it's just that's so exciting, just a year in.
Yeah, thank you. It feels that way.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
have you learned any great lessons about what works down here in terms of types of shows?
I think we're just, like the Joan Semmel show, which was the last show we had, which is pretty amazing. I'm honored to show the work, and it's very, it's all recent work, but it's a historical artist. To me, it's less about what works and more about educating people here about some of the work and the art that we're interested in showing. To find a local artist, we haven't found it yet, and I know that'll come, and I think that'll come from being here, but it has to match the quality of the program that we show in LA or in general. And I think we're trying to hold to that standard, not just show a local artist, just to show a local artist. So we're doing visits, and we have somebody in mind for a potential show in the next year, but it'll be next summer. That might be the first, you know, Mexican artist that we show.
Cool.
We always intended that to be the case over time, but we didn't really want to start with that approach. And we just wanted to kind of show our program, half of our program and half of really interesting shows that we want to do, that want to build a really interesting exhibition history down here. And I think that's, you know, we're working on that.
Amazing. And
next you have go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask, you know, how did this show come together with Ben? Did you reach out to Ben, or Ben, did you pitch Mills? You know, so what, and was it always going to be in Mexico City? How did it come together?
Yeah, you know, we did a project in Detroit in 2016.
That's right.
That was the first experience. It was a very different time back then for both of us, but it was in a sort of Gothic church. Great experience. I mean, it was
a great looking show.
Great looking
not
show.
Not the most commercial, but a great
not the most
show.
Commercial. And I cannot tell you how this came together, other than just spending time with Ben.
Okay.
Yeah, we wanted to do something in Mexico City, and then it kind of evolved from there, and it became a form of magic, which is the show that will hopefully
amazing.
Open tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a killer group of artists.
And very different from the usual program. But I think it's a nice setup for then friend of the pod and past guest Con Trupkovich's mm-hmm. exhibition, which is the next show.
It'll be the next show, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which is a very exciting moment in his career, and I know he's stoked to come down here. And
you know, just to finish the lineup for the year, I mean, Con is super excited about it. He's excited to show in Mexico. Eric Mack will be the September show, Eric and Mack. And, you know, I think we did a pod last year talking about a trip that I had. I came to Mexico for Ebony's show, mm-hmm. and which turned into Borna.
Yep.
Smock doing the November show. So
wow.
the lineup for the rest of the year would be Khan, Eric, and Borna.
That's
I'm pretty excited
row.
About all those three. Murderers
three.
Row.
An honor to be part
wow.
of that lineup, I got to say,
yeah.
man.
No, I said after you.
Well, yeah, but
after. Just kidding, Benjamin.
Let's see if Mills can, you know, let's see if his team can actually sell some of this
yeah.
very expensive art I brought
Shit.
Down here.
Well, hopefully.
I might be done sending out my emails.
Can't you edit these things?
I didn't know I had to curate the show and sell it.
You did tell me that about a month ago.
all right. That, you know, we got a bunch to do down here. I think we're going to keep it short. Did we miss anything in the art world that we should talk about, Nate? I don't think so.
Not really. I mean, what Mills? What do you got?
I have two questions because
okay,
I'm not in New York right now.
Yeah.
One, I want to hear about Time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
The Japanese spot.
So
did you go to Nine Orchard this week?
Sorry, two great questions.
That's just two things I need to know to get off my chest.
So Time is a new sushi restaurant opened by my brother-in-law, Lucy's brother, Nick Poe, along with our friend of the pod, Alec, a.k.a. Despot. And it's also being run by the great Yasmin, who also works at Dr. Clark, and the new bar, The River. Anyway, long story short, it is fantastic. The fish is incredible. The sushi is wonderful. The vibe is really well done. Like, it's just a beautiful, beautiful restaurant. It's small, but not, like, cramped. It's just, like, a really beautiful bar area. The omakase, I haven't had yet. I had the a la carte. Apparently, it's lights out great. I cannot wait to go there with you guys. It's going to be one. It's just our new sushi spot. It's incredible.
Cannot wait to try it.
The sushi is legit good? Because, I mean, my history with downtown hipster sushi spots isn't super positive.
So this is really a very serious sushi spot. The chef is very acclaimed. I wish I knew exactly what his resume was, but I know that he is a very celebrated sushi chef. All of the fish is flown in from Japan. The uni is always the real test, you know, like, because the tiniest blemish in the uni can throw the entire meal off. I can report the uni is incredibly fresh. It's so good. And that really set the tone for the rest of the meal. This is not downtown hipster sushi meals. This is serious.
Okay. No, that was me. That was
bad. I never accused anybody of that.
I'll judge it by their tamago, by their egg omelet, but we'll see. I actually think I have a reservation coming up this week. I'm excited to check it out. And then what about this fucking cursed hotel in the media capital of the New York City and the world, Times Square?
Well, Mills, I'm intrigued why you asked that, because no, I haven't been yet. And I've been communicating with some of the people there who've told me that the tours don't really start until next week at the earliest. Do you know people who have seen it already?
I have two reservations next week, Tuesday and Thursday at the Corner, which is the tavern.
Okay.
Right? So, I mean, you know, full disclosure, Ignacio's a dear friend of mine. He's doing all the food and beverage in the hotel. I'm a big supporter. I know you are as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. I do know people that have gone. Monday was the opening.
Okay.
Like the FNF opening.
Got it.
I couldn't make it traveling, mm-hmm. a long travel day of delays to Mexico.
Well, I saw a picture on Layla's Instagram of the space, and I screenshotted it immediately because the bar just looks incredibly gorgeous. I mean, like...
Yeah, so there's a cocktail bar, mm-hmm. that there's a separate thing. There's the corner, mm-hmm. and then there's a restaurant, which I don't think is close to being open yet.
Okay, so you're going Tuesday and Thursday next week. How big is the table? Can someone...
I got two bar seats.
You got two bar
That's
seats.
It.
Okay.
I'm taking Mr. Horowitz, mm-hmm. Friend of the pod, on Tuesday and TBD on Thursday.
All right.
Oh, hello, Nate. That sounds like the seat is yours.
So there's a quick rumor. There's rumors flying around of a certain New York Times reporter who's calling people, asking for quotes about Ignacio's restaurant, the hotel, and the death of Dime Square. Do you have any comments on that at all, Mr. Freeman? The death of Dime Square.
I have no comment, but I wonder which reporter that could be who's calling people around.
I'll tell you offline.
Are they from the Times or from Drift?
Well, that is fascinating.
Nate, I think that you should talk to the PR over at the hotel, and maybe we should record our episode next week on the death of Dime Square live from the behemoth that is killing
it. That sounds great. All right, so we'll be live from the Kirstein Orchard next week. Can't wait.
All right, let's go down and get some more pesos to these customs folks, Mills. We got to get this shit.
I need another guava roll from the cart.
Get some guava rolls. Thanks for dialing in. Get some paintings. Let's fucking go.
All right, say what's up to Anna from me. Tell her I love the book.
Will do.
Talk to you later.
See you next week.
Nota bene.
Out.
Out.
Out.